The additions of things. Sent agenda items. Didn't have any comments.
It's just the meeting our vision is to keep our library relevant in a complex world. Not an easy task.
Wow.
We choose to be.
Any other comments on the minutes? Next up was Treasurer's report.
Correct.
Great.
Now, all
Math checks out.
and anybody wants to add, here's 1%.
Yeah, I'll take a coffee. No, this is the corrected one. Sure.
They all the same. The move.
There's August is missing. Questions? Tell me that I know you've done this before. I'm going to actually write it down in two different columns. The first is what's in.
Well, the first is where
and
I guess
parentheses,
yeah,
it's
okay, I don't
bending and yeah, maybe that can help.
Guess who's here?
Also, we're being allowed to add it.
Morning. Thank you, man. Oh, yeah, I'm late. All right, we're just finishing up your favorite part, Jane. Financial report. There's your packet right there. Okay, any other questions for Carl?
Can I ask you about the donations? Are donations that we get regular, are those unsolicited, or do we ask for them?
That's on the agenda today.
I was just curious where the money is from.
And what feel, but about that.
I do have a question though. Did Dana and John give checks for $1,000 or just? I just actually have to mail it. It's not. The donation was, I've already written them one, that's why I did this one. I mailed that for you. Oh, you mailed it. Oh, yes. Anyway, yeah.
2 weeks ago, my record show was done.
That's the one you said. Did you say there were two?
Would have noticed.
Okay, so that was just one because you said you found it in a corner or something there. Well, they got two anyway. For one. For one.
Like literally something in the mail, paper, damaged book, or like trickles of money.
Okay. Anything else? Library report.
I think all in all, probably summarize September 25. Largely a reasonable month. There were programs, there were books circulated, there were meetings, things planned, work done. Kind of normal day, every life. Pretty much the whole month. Nothing too out of the normal. Horribly bad, nothing horribly great. Just September, which is nice. Was a little busier again. We have seen, call it a little bit of after school crowd, with some library as a meeting place for kids or kids hanging out after the bus gets off.
It's good.
We have these programs.
I'm sorry, not the library, the astronomy.
Yes.
It's
Day before, like it's next to go, there's like that barrier of.
That's interesting.
That's not to go to the bunk space.
That's the whole universe.
Something
Craig, if we do chicken set.
rocket first.
Really?
Well,
I'll trust you.
Where?
It's we're meeting outside. We feel called to meet.
Unless maybe.
Do we have any kind of signage to put out in front of both areas to remember?
We will. Yeah, we'll do things now again. Yeah, we'll have our own. We've done at least one porch forum post. The other for a while. It was in the newsy. We have flyers in town. Randy's post on here. At the beginning of next week, we'll do some email phone calls around each. Right, so the Vermont Astronomy, excuse me, Vermont Astronomy Society.
Wow, what one go?
And they're bringing telescopes and
That
everything you need to
was the word I couldn't
find. I was curious, the kids that live in Rockford have gone to school in my period. Do the smart earlier classrooms get any advertising of it?
No, we've got directly average.
Okay.
That would technically be one part of the
Right.
data column. So, over the years, they go through different phases of being willing to accept advertisement. No, if we advertise everything, and then it's Saturday the 18th is the day. Sunday the 9th. Seems like. Thanks. The
Is there going to be any like hot cider or sort of hot chocolate?
we decided not to. It's the was kind of online. And Laura had felt like we're going to be outside. It's going to be dark. Keep it the cold out even. I think if it looked, might be really cold, we might pivot and change that. But at this point in time, it's just going to be. The instruction, the event, the viewings.
Let me bring to some of the things that girls could summarize something about what they saw and drop them off at the line. So people could see, oh, the kids really were paying attention.
Yeah.
Very much.
The coffee hour coming up. Number
You got
three.
all the books. Almost a real chance.
Real fast.
What to do with them?
The Isn't that you?
could charge a special fee to come and rummage through your trailer to get a book.
Drive around.
So those are the obviously the book sale books, and then all the archive books are right under.
Anything on the library property that was on ground, Portland's has been there.
We must get books donated over the year. Really special.
Well, at this point in time, we're going to say less. We have no plan.
Anyway, probably.
Anything. Like I said, we want to read. Now, like I said, I don't. So what I do, essentially nothing is planned with the work of the community center. Hasn't gone out there, like there's nothing happening.
There was a discussion on Monday about all of that.
They said it pushed back on the room. Now is that right? Regardless, whether or not like maybe come there's something. That's kind of the main same as that RBS library. But I also just want put ourselves in shuffling around the people.
I was just thinking about the pumpkin carving in the park. I wonder if you had
A book table.
a book table in the gazebo that people could purchase if they wanted. There's lots of grandparents come and visitors come for that.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Kids, folks.
Gazebo. Yeah.
I'm also thinking, like, maybe is the church going to do that toy? Didn't we do a toy swap? Didn't wasn't well attended last time.
I was just thinking you might get rid of some of them in exchange for some donation from someone who doesn't usually come to the park. But because we have a lot of grandparents and relatives who came with kids to help them carve pumpkins. It's worth knocking that.
What about becoming to the park wearing a sign saying there hasn't been a little doesn't use them before?
Oh, ask me a question. Ask
Yeah.
me why. Well, I'm curious if, tapping another one of the community groups in town that could potentially spearhead an effort like that with some, like Roxbury Rising. They did clothing swap one year just get winter clothes out for kids and stuff like that. Like, to do it, is it good clothing, kind of like they'd be willing to handle. Just okay, anything else? Someone painted the RFL.
Awesome. And replace,
Out of my car this morning, I was looking up at the roof over that section. Very
Rotten.
mold.
Yeah, there are some spots
Yeah.
that
Oh, I
I
get
didn't
a
select
question
more
on
than
this.
wear.
Right. And see them get up.
Well, they did the work on the window.
My question, you answered it already. Washington County Public Library, the directors. You already talked about that.
I didn't talk about it. Wait, no.
And how was it?
Did I submit it all? There were the representatives of the librarian or libraries in attendance. There was a lot of talk of being in Aldrich. A lot about how what to be done, done with. Talk about the project. Okay.
Right.
They spent so much time and effort and money getting the building open and restructured to be kind of flood, I would say flood proof, but flood ready. Aldridge was talking a lot about they're having a lot of issues with their bathrooms. And there's, they such a weird rooms to shower in and bathe in, and it's almost like a recurring process. And there are plumbers coming in and trying to cover pipelines bathrooms.
This is basically homeless people who are using the library bathrooms for that.
There are highlights, there are some cool. Everybody else, the neighborhood concern.
What is it? What is it?
It was just like an informal gathering.
Refreshments? Are there refreshments?
They brought them from the bakery, wasn't it? For Ball Bakery and Barry. I think that whatever the bakery was, items came from was awesome. Right. Yeah.
And someone's going on the 17th.
Required being part of always interesting, at least the bigger thing. Software changes of upgrade up to software update.
That'll be you or Caitlin. Where is that held?
Okay, well, time with the person. Okay, Richmond.
Yeah, the church, yeah, and then the Yeah, it's yeah, but it's not profound. Is the police department in the back of that, or is that a separate building? Great. Anything else on the library director's report? We got four new patrons. See? All right, next on the agenda. Oh, we need to approve. I entertain a motion. Moved. Dottie seconded.
We're all seconded.
To accept the consent agenda. All in favor? Okay. No additions today in the audience.
Okay.
Strategic plan updates. I'll have that one on there as a standing item. We've got the finance committee talking about and the visioning committee.
Quick for the
that often enough.
Another strategic factor. They did sign the purchase and sales agreement. No. But talking about the library and strategic plan work, I've heard from people that they're really appreciative of the coffee hours, and either scheduling conflicts haven't allowed them to get here. There are people who haven't been coming who try to come this next one. So, I know, especially since the community hall, for the most part, has ceased to host some groups, that and then the casual. And I understand the park is going to do something on the 25th. So we can talk about those solutions. Anything else with strategic plan work?
Would the coffee hour change the times?
No, I think it's just like it that the weekends, the date that we've been having it just way or you know, whatever. Okay. I think.
Are we going to advertise it? The coffee hour extra? As the meeting of people who have more problems.
Well, I think we can when we get to the planning, because that's the words. I did respond Does everybody here get the trustees listserv emails?
No.
That only for chairperson, or does that go to them?
Anyone?
Right. Send that around to everyone.
Yeah.
So you don't get them either.
I don't.
So I get them, and there was a recent one. Someone was looking for resources on how to develop a strategic plan, and I responded and said, you know, this is how we did it, and here's the plan, and we have three different kind of formats depending on the level of detail people want. And so, and his response, enthusiastic and appreciated, which I thought was an interesting. He appreciated that there were different levels of kind of depth. You want to just get the summary, just get executive summary with the conclusions, and then guided. So, and then Joshua Muse replied, thanks for using the list. I thought, well, maybe this is something not many people are interacting on, but it's kind of a genuine place other trustees. So I'll try to get that link sent around so everybody has it.
The public library.
Now, I remember Kevin saying, particular about the your plan, and even from the plans that you pulled up when we started this work, is that there wasn't really any sense of sort of how to go about it. And so, and I said, feel free to use our plan as a template for how you can fill up your own plan and what you can. Sounds like Kevin is now working. Okay. I can't think of anything else at the moment, other aside from the financial envisioning committee work. All right, policy review. My only question, did people get a chance to read the policy? The internet use policy was the one last meeting I had that little question about this, the age of. What's the word? Age of independence from parental oversight in a library setting is now 12. And is there anything in here to indicate that change, or does it sort of stand on its own?
So I think that
To check out books without
okay.
rent, like we keep
You
their what they check out private from their parents out.
after they have like choose library. A person's open phone that has that.
I mean, it doesn't change
That moss. Still the same spot. I think since the long following five of the law, we got the character and that concern.
Has that ever been across the
No.
line? I don't really pay attention to that. I was just curious if 12-year-olds are aware of
That seems very young for me.
Big, one of the big deciding factors was in Vermont.
So it's all tied.
That's a lot of things. Because you know, if you provide 12-year-olds the opportunity to see medical care themselves, even if
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing here that indicates that below the age of 12, you would monitor their internet use, so it's totally fine. I was wondering if the Library Bill of Rights should be an act link. Because it didn't be referenced it before, and it seems. Right, so I'm just to keep that an active thing. But I didn't have anything else that
wondered about school use.
That, yeah, that's next.
In general, here's our next. So our new season
this mission statement is in old.
that was one. We can the next time of
Well, I'm curious if you want to handle it the same way as Library Bill of Rights, how an individual link to the actual mission statement as it stands, wherever it is in our materials. That way it'll audit, you know, it might not be listed explicitly here, but it would link to the most recent. Right, and then we don't have to keep updating the policy, every policy or not reviewing, but adopting. that's only good.
Reason.
Yeah, I mean that seems like a
like said, we're hard to like access to be able to how the world works in 2020, how we act information in the modern world, central to our mission, is central to everything we do. Like we're not going to limit.
That sentence right now and stop it. Beautifully expressed. It maybe change, could even change just where it says internet access and just say,
We do not limit it.
even just
I think right now, somewhere, but we'll be talking around to the policy if we're not into this.
Access to the internet as part of RFL's mission.
Relevant world.
And with the exception of unacceptable uses outlined in this policy, we don't access. We don't restrict internet access. After public access to the internet is part of RFL's mission. And unless in violation. I'm having a moment here.
am not.
Christ moment.
What is found in violation? How would we know?
Public access.
So somebody report somebody or somebody to them and finish all or if a police officer looking for something and they found something through a police group. And you know.
Right. You have that as well, as long as you still have it.
Okay. These minutes and
I wonder if we break that paragraph into two. One with that first statement and then starting the second. Quality, accuracy.
You're under the internet access on the phone. The internet is worldwide network of computer networks and consent and meetings for obtaining and transmitting internet. Public access to the internet is part of our internet. And unless, like, you finish, found in violation of this policy, access to the internet will be limited.
Introduced by the RFL.
How would you limit someone's access, an individual's access, or just generally that you're not providing an internet for this?
That's worth debating because we could, if need be, limit access to the best of our ability. Yeah, you still have hard device. So like if you broke the law today and came back tomorrow with a different device, I already blocked you, but
But I could use my
right.
new device to
And you wouldn't
access.
know what that is. Anything that anything.
So, just a quick clarifying question, I think is related to that. So, the responsibilities of library staff and users, the uses that are considered unacceptable, is that these only apply to the hardware? Or could somebody sit outside, log into the Wi-Fi, and conduct all of these policy violations, but because we're not monitoring their internet use, we don't necessarily know that they logged in.
Well,
If they're using a library computer.
the
Say that one.
The section treating the policy of the internet. You would suggest you break out the paragraph.
Yeah, because I've seen which could you say again?
It breaks at the quality right there.
So we would put in the statement, insert the statement. Yeah. RFL's mission, and unless found in violation, RFL will not assess. I think it's. And then new paragraph, the quality accuracy. Because that seems like a little bit so. Seems like a fair change.
More timely. Please. For the violation of this policy, or a problem of it.
I am going to let you look at what I have here.
That's fine. I'm making it.
My friend.
Worry about
I think your brain is fine.
Okay, so
minus largely doing this, those two kind of intersect at this point. I mean, here we are talking about referencing other policies. It almost makes sense to just refer to the
Yeah.
Not using the language for full detail on your child library.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. You put that in there.
I Is this in the same category under responsibilities? User or the parent is responsible for his and her. Are we going to do the changing?
Well, if we're going to change it, we might as well.
We can.
Yeah, I'll lower down.
Yeah, there's a fix in a couple of
Her
cards.
own use means to their own use.
Yep.
Replace. Okay. Seems pretty good. So do we need to warn this and no, because we're not adopting a new policy. Yeah. Very free. Who's that? Confidentiality.
No, no, better to comply with this problem.
Isn't she? Yeah.
This is somewhat large, but one time, I almost wonder if it wouldn't just be just a statement. Or let's see. What's not going ahead of it, but so we haven't been here since we've kept it to keep track of time. Because the time now people are using their own device. Sounds like we're just not in a position to have a waiting line for people to use our devices. Hurt to still have. At the same time, it is not a day.
It seems like no food or drink is permitted at computer stations is pretty good one that wouldn't change. Same with the feed for dogs.
don't charge comments or anything. Job and so that would be the current rate.
I think it's fine to have examples, even if they're not relevant anymore.
Like I said, that was, I think it was a West. Yeah. Theirs was very like this. All of this they had. Yeah, just do that.
I mean, it seems good thing to have that. Just might come in and say, you're really there's nothing to point to. It's an arbitrary And that, right? That seems, I think it's fine to leave those.
I think, too, on the other hand, you might find someone who's writing a novel and wants to use it more than one L.
That one's an example of how the good
It's whether they want to print out a novel that's real.
Is that really how you spell forfeiture? On the line.
It's not fine. Oh.
Yeah, that's four, but
It's just one of those I before E,
yeah.
right?
Rolling.
It was on that napkins that I have. Right. That's through a lot of napkins. Okay, so what we do now is do we make changes or do we review them one more time?
So we have we can made for the mission and all the Bill of Rights. We're going to pick those so can that list them in the policy, but reference.
So, I would make a motion to accept the revisions to the Internet and Computer Acceptance Procedures.
You did.
No, Carl did. I first did it.
This sounds like a kindergarten. Where
we did it first. All in favor? They are
go on.
Motion to roll.
We're okay.
All right, so we accepted the revisions, so that'll get changed to our last revision. New date, and then record of adoption at the end. Okay, moving right along to the school use policy.
Is that valid anymore?
Oh, we're still in power.
Yeah. That was one of the problems.
No, we're almost done. She's fresh.
She needs to go home and sleep.
No, but she doesn't.
Usually, how this is set up is that everything's approved at once.
Oh, right. But I think specific changes to specific policies.
Okay, so I'm just going to.
So, I mean, the only thing that seems like this could just be modified to, you know, encourage the students of Rock, we could just say Roxbury students, right? MRPS districts.
I didn't really see much around, not like that. It wasn't all human.
Are the books at the school now?
What?
And who's response? Is there a librarian there to what? Yeah. Have you been go over there and responsible for books?
Remember last year when we were moving books?
I'll pack them up, but now I.
Well, there's no kids over there except for that.
Right. So no kids going all there?
Last spring, we did kind of open that library in the afternoon to kind of pick up time for the reading program.
How did that work?
We almost got late in the day. There's no meeting. The principal was all in seven. It's not an ideal time to do something after all the day. But we figured there are already kids there and the books are there.
I didn't
learn.
On this topic, right now it's not currently applicable, but if the school building gets rented to summarize housing, how would you change language? How would you encourage those kids and their teachers to use it? Okay.
Program next Thursday morning.
Yeah. And I would say, as in the past, we want to continue to encourage the children and students of our district and community school.
Yeah.
Which incorporates homeschoolers, Missy School. I mean, it doesn't necessarily include if there's ever early childhood child care over there, but they are children and students. children and students of Roxbury, comma, this covers it all, our district and community schools. That way, if the district changes to this giant supervisory district, right? That's why I said our district and community schools, but I'll miss a school, community school.
You never know, she might end up having her students there in the future.
And we did last year. I didn't want to trade off of time, but I did. And I wanted to talk for the year.
Obviously, school use will help us greatly. So. District and community schools. If we just took out and community, it would see children and students of Roxbury and districts. Because it's not just one school, it's multiple schools. So and then community would, so I'm seeing it as schools at the end. I mean, it's true. We could say our school district and other community schools. And then we're going to say schools a lot, but it's really clear. That's children true. And students of Roxbury, our school district and other community schools. I mean, we could even say
homeschool.
I know, it's like the children in Roxbury. Yeah. The children and students in Roxbury and continue to encourage the children and students in Roxbury, our school district, and other community schools. And then I don't know if we need, since we've said school so many times there, if we need to change it anywhere else. I mean, or we just change school to educational. We hopefully educational use carry over into home use. The last line of the first paragraph. We'll just leave it. I'd say we leave it. It's simple. I think we clarified what we see.
Like he would be most happy to.
Within reason.
Oh, within reason.
How about 3 in the morning?
That's outside of reason now.
Request of a patron, request of a
This is general library hours.
You can get up for summer.
My guess.
So I'm wondering if we want to take that sentence out. General library, I mean, are we going to open for any patron who requests it? We would like teaching staff to use the library and we could open the door any day. We call one of the trustees. I think we gotta revise this. Okay. Okay. So let's say, is our focus preschool, after school programs? Our focus. Okay, so I'm wondering if that entire paragraph we rewrite.
Just looking for extra work for me. Why is your the one with the key?
Okay. Okay, so if we got rid of that whole paragraph and we changed it to something like commensurate with our mission, we are willing to schedule with the educators additional times for educational use of these students. That makes it scheduled thing with the library director and staff. Okay. Commensurate with our mission. We could hyperlink it if we wanted to. We are willing to schedule additional library hours or educational meetings. Educators.
Very funny. Simply call one of the trustees. So, as stated before, with
deleting that paragraph.
Right. Simply call any of the trustees.
Huge.
You have to know the beliefs of the trustees. What time do you want to come, Jane?
Living closer than anybody else.
Yes.
Hello, Jeannie.
Would that assist you with the concluding sentence, the previous paragraph? Well, I'm saying.
I thought it was going to replace. It was a
right. Yes, I get it. And then.
I'm going to call you up, Heidi, the trustee, morning.
Standalone paragraph commensurately. We are willing to there's additional for education amusement.
Might be too many educators. Ready to move on to number one? Keeping track of the circulation of our books through the school budget.
Okay. I'm the biggest.
Who's our medias? So I was at the school library, so I would take that whole last sentence out of number one. And is the school responsible for books, or is it any patron borrowing books is responsible?
It would be any patron borrowing the book in the past. Be better served by kind of doing that. And there are procedures, whatever kind of statement to make about this, rather than trying to nail down.
Right. There are no stamp cards to get stamped. Okay, so we'll just delete that, and then we'll put that line. RFL will develop such rules and procedures as are necessary to ensure. And I don't mean to open a can of worms, but does a teacher, our library used by minors, policy overrides the teacher saying that you're too young for that book?
No. Well, that would be your they act like something.
So I'm wondering if you need a statement in there that says. Groups affiliated. Establish. Within. Yeah, okay. So maybe we go back to RFL will develop such rules and procedures as are necessary to ensure. Clients with other policies to ensure. I mean, the following policy is so far out of date because it's not how anything is done. There is no library card.
Right.
So I would just.
Get rid of the input. Anyone? I was going to say that. Let's see it. We have the RLP but we'll be leaders.
I mean, that seems to make sense because I don't see there's any reason to leave it in there at this point. Policies. State laws really define it. Yeah. Yes.
The word that seems really strange to me is that theme-related books can be checked out for 2 months. If you have, if a teacher is, she's probably not going to be using it for 2 months, then somebody here is not going to have access.
So the normal length of time for a book checkout is
10 visits.
Get rid of the 2 months and maybe something more.
Okay. So are we going to revisit this next meeting? Is that the plan? Or are we going to trust the staff to modify these to be?
A lot of time you end up home.
Yeah, and to fulfill our mission, really. That's why we're doing this. Enhance educational use of the library to promote to I think I would imagine that internet use would also need to be included in our internet use policy. Just that, you know, I do think if it's a school use policy that there needs to be some explicit statement in the procedures. It says, you know, procedures. Not the librarians, for both internet and. Encourage educational use. Importance with over other policy. It's getting really long.
There's a
concluding statement.
We got rid of all the numbered items. Such rules and procedures as necessary to encourage.
Okay.
Okay. Encourage it. We use.
Mm-hmm.
Available resources.
RFL will develop such rules and procedures as are necessary to encourage educational uses of our available resources and in accordance with all RFL policies.
Sounds really good.
That sounds really good. Okay. Does everyone feel good about that? What's that change to the first sentence? Second paragraph as well. Anyone? About that, right? I make a motion. Twenty seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Last revision 10/9/25. All right. Finalizing plans. For the celebration of support.
Starting by putting things on to the volunteer. It was about 8 people that invited. I heard any buses to be connected from
the left. The last time we did that, we sent the notes to, do you not want to do that this time? Is it too late? Then her writing was 38 people at one. Thank
you. So I put together a postcard that we mailed.
It was a postcard.
I wonder if you address the wall, maybe.
Maybe it was a postcard.
You said that. Sounds like you did that already.
You did. There are more people in
is. What are you doing on 10/25 year celebrations?
That's what we're planning right now.
Okay, is that the same day in the afternoon that we're doing the pumpkin?
The last library meeting, we set this as the date before the park had done anything.
Okay.
So that does Karen Hushing sell boxes of coffee? No, like no, the co-op does. You have to order it. But if Randy can do one thing, box.
There's only 2 problems. But he has a people that running out as many more coming in.
And we pay him for that, of course. So maybe we ask, do we have 2 carafes?
I do.
There used to be one at Community Hall. I could. I don't know if it's still there or how clean it is. No, I'm talking about another insulated craft. Maybe we get another one. Let me ask. Because I know we have some multiple ones we use. So I can reach out to Roots and ask about a second craft. And then should we let Randy know that we're going to need one? I'm happy to make something, bake something. I might do like a savory scone or something. I'll
I hope
do
I'm
a
going to that.
I think because it was afternoon, so we had more snacky stuff. Carl brought something charcuterie plate, all kinds of interesting things, fish balls, and I don't know what else was in
Fish balls.
Yeah, it wasn't there some kind of fish, some kind of balls. Remember better. It was because I remember it being really unusual. Anyway, so I'm wondering if, yeah, it's sort of a mix of sweet and savory stuff would be good.
And what time it thought I would bring snacks for us. Bring phones.
Don't make it do. And do we want another hot beverage? I have a crock pot. We could bring a pot lid. A little. Okay. Do we have cups and anything else? Do we want like streamers or
We did say we were going to. We should somehow think like standard, but.
What if we found like and some people won't, but the people who are not volunteers could see some things and
Is there a special?
Wondering if we can get our resident artist in the room to paint a poster or
The
something.
very coffee already first. Okay.
I'm sorry, someone keeps calling me. What? You need the plumber to there. That's Brett.
Probably.
Well, thank God.
So if we had a piece of poster board, Jane, would you make like a thank you?
Everybody.
And I bet we have some kind of. I'm worried that Dennis keeps calling me because that's something I'm missed out. Excuse me for one second.
That should be confirmed.
What's the date again? The 25th? That's coming up really quickly.
really quickly.
Is there going to be a
bring a bunch of pumpkins.
Yeah,
that's I find it hard to park pumpkins.
Well, I don't know. I got 25. And they're probably, you know, they're pretty big. And I got some things to
carry them. Well, you know, we're headed after the happy hour.
Yes.
So I'm sorry, I missed that. What you guys talking about drinks or
drinks?
I'll try to pick one.
So rolled up and very sweet.
I do a little up here. And Jane, you'll make a poster.
Like, as soon as I get the menu, I have something to write on.
Then.
Okay. Surprise right at the end.
Have a raffle. So we could play blind man.
I am gonna look into getting a little model lawnmower or something that we can do. It's a special lawnmower. So I'll work on that.
Put a bow on it.
Anything else on that?
Something on the stove?
No, you said, I don't know why my phone keeps calling you. Hung up on me. I have no idea. Yes, I'm sure. It's happened many times. Okay, new business. We need to enter into executive session. Do we do this now? Do that at the very end. Do you have to leave? Because we're talking about yours. Okay. Good.
Nice second.
Are people okay if we swap the annual care appeal and then as a I'm sorry, Jeannie. Just take the notes in the right spot and then we'll it's okay.
Okay.
So Friends of the Library annual appeal letter is what we send out every year to say what we've been up to and appeal for end of the year donations. And Jane typically writes that. Are you willing to do that again?
Sure, but let's think of the gimmick.
Well, I think our big accomplishment this year is and
well, yeah, I can get something out, but in traditions.
What kind of gimmick are you thinking? You kick the competition?
No,
if it makes you a kid, miss you.
Letter in the shape of the library. Ordinary. But I will need to get.
You heard? Who are we? Republic Library?
That's the gimmick right there.
You got it.
And Rock's News Only Cafe. Well, I mean, I guess it's brandy sells coffee, right? But like, I'm really a coffee house.
I'll do a draft, and then everybody can add their amusing comments.
So we typically send that out in November, so we'll have that ready by next meeting.
Let's see
you for the
Willing.
I think emailing is probably going to be this awesome. Finalize our next meeting.
Definitely. At the end of the holiday. Well, the 13th. So the 1 week before Thanksgiving.
The best time to get people together.
So what I was asked to do what you usually do, which is to send a list of accomplishments
and success.
And no failures.
And it wouldn't be a bad idea. There's a personal touch, like if all the life that provide.
Everybody has a.
Yeah.
I actually really appreciate the service clips. But maybe I always like you. So what I've asked of everybody is a small statement about you in the library.
A librarian.
Great. Like fun. Right, does that seem like a good yes? And in the next week or two, and I have a copy of the last year's starting copies, iterations.
Awesome.
Yep. Shall we make a motion to move into executive session for personnel discussions relating to employee compensation?
I'm on the first.
Do we have we do that in the executive session? And then
right.
We're going to discuss it in the executive session. With an invitation for Ryan to join us. Anyone want to make a motion?
I move that. Did somebody say it out loud? Move into executive session. Do I have to say the reason?
For personnel discussions.
Personnel discussions.
And employee compensation.
Session.
Are we discussing that? That seems good far away. Later.
We've got to start swinging.
Yep, that's great.
Okay.
It was that.
It was 9:25.
Nine's not a pen.
Triple square.
Triple square. I was going to say, wait a sec. Was it 9?
6:25.
They won't be improved. They won't be fine.
It's the last time they redid the whole calendar, right?
You say it's fine, so I need that.
Yeah. This is a follow one. Follow the Aztec calendar, it's all over.
Why do you not? Where do we go? Somewhere. Nine. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, are we adjourning? It's back out.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry. Excellent. Thank you, Carl.